President, for giving me the floor. I have the honor to present on behalf of the Analysis Group for Article 4 extension requests comprising of Afghanistan, Montenegro, Sweden and the Netherlands, the report on the extension request by Chile. The report is contained in document CCM/CONF/2021/1, dated 26 July 2021. Chile signed the Convention on Cluster Munitions on 3 December 2008 and ratified it on 16 December 2010, and it entered into force for the country on the 1st of June 2011. Under its initial deadline, Chile was obliged to clear and destroy or ensure the clearance and destruction of cluster munition remnants located in contaminated areas under its jurisdiction or control by the 1st of June 2021. During the first part of the second review conference, Chile submitted a one-year extension of its Article 4 deadline up to the 1st of June 2022, which was approved by states parties through a silent procedure that ended on the 21st of May 2021. This one-year interim extension period was to be used to conduct technical surveys, which will provide the necessary information to establish the actual amount of time needed, as well as to develop a comprehensive plan for completion of Article 4 obligations. As the new deadline of Chile would expire before the 10th meeting of states parties, now foreseen to take place in September 2022, a new extension request was submitted by Chile to the second part of the second review conference, and that is now before us. Mr. President, turning to the renewed request before us, the analysis group notes with appreciation the passing of Ministerial Order No. 2 on the provision of activities for compliance with the Convention, which shows political will to be CCM compliant. At the same time, it regrets to observe that Chile has not demonstrated any tangible progress in implementing its Article 4 obligations since the submission of its previous extension request. While acknowledging that national priorities of Chile to meet the health and social needs of the citizens caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, the analysis group was of the view that drafting such a work plan, in which the planning for technical survey is outlined, should be possible despite the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, the group requested Chile to present at the second part of the second review conference its work plan for conducting the technical surveys. During these surveys to take place during the extension period as a prerequisite for the request to be granted. In this context, the analysis group notes with appreciation the work plan submitted by Chile, dated 26 August 2021, which includes the following elements. First, a timeline for survey activities, including information on the time required to conduct the needed technical surveys. Second, information as to which military branch or entity is responsible for conducting the technical survey. C, capacity intended for activities at each of the four military training sites, which are hazarded areas indicated. And finally, a clear budget for activities, which is also included in the work plan. As noted in the report by the analysis group, the submission of a detailed work plan was a prerequisite for granting the extension request of 1 year to Chile. In the view of the analysis group, this prerequisite has now been fulfilled. Thus, the group recommends the states parties to grant the extension of 12 months up to the 1st of June 2023. In doing so, the Convention would benefit from Chile reporting annually through its Article 7 reports and at the meeting of states parties on the following. First, progress made to the technical survey to be undertaken, as indicated in its extension request. B, updated information on remaining cluster munition contamination based on the findings of its technical survey. 3. A detailed work plan and budget for the subsequent year. 4. Resource mobilization efforts, including international cooperation and assistance received, and resources made available by the government of Chile to support implementation efforts. And finally, other relevant information. With that, Mr. President, I end my presentation. Thank you.
Je remercie le représentant des Pays-Bas.